Today's Amud is Yivama Samachayim Abeis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Samachayim Abeis. So says the Mishnah that a ish mitzuf al peri v'rivia, that a man is mechoyev and puravu, of a loya isha, but a woman is pater. That's the sheet of the Tanakama. Rabbi Yechlem and Breika Aymer, Rabbi Yechlem and Breika is chaylik, and he says, al shneyem hu Aymer, v'yivarech oisam elokim, v'yaymer lahem elokim puravu. It's to both of them, to both man and woman, that Hashem says puravu, blashin rabbin, and therefore both a man and a woman are chayev, are mitzuf in the mitzvah puravu. Now says the Gemara the Minani Mili, where does the Tanakama get it from that women are not chayiv in puravu? Where does he learn that from? Says the Gemara two different sources. Amar Abulah Mishum Rabulazer Bar of Shimon. Amar Kron, it's from that which the Torah says Umilu Esaharitz VeKivshua. It says by the mitzvah puravu, Hashem says Vivarach Aisa Melukim. He tells them puravu Umilu Esaharitz VeKivshua. He says and you should fill up the world and you should conquer it. So from the fact that it says VeKivshua that you should conquer it, we could darshan that ish darka lichvish vein ish darka lichavish. It's only the derech of a man to go to war and to conquer. It's not the way of a woman to go to the army. And therefore, since it's only the derech of a man and that it says v'kivshua in the context of puravu, we could darshan that the whole mitzvah of puravu was only said to man and not to a woman. Ask the Gemara that Adarabba, really from this pasuk we see the opposite. Ukivshua tarti mashma. Ukivshua is lashon rabim, that they should conquer, so that's mashma that both man and women are chayiv in puravu. To which the Gemara says, Amrav Nachum bar Yitzchak, ukivsha ksev. There's no vav in the Torah, and you could read it ukivsha. We read it ukivshua, but you could read it ukivsha. The Torah specifically writes like that to teach us that only a man is mechuyev in puravu, but a woman is not mechuyeves in the mitzvah puravu. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef says a different makar for how we know that dafka a man is mechuyev in puravu and not a woman. He says it's mehacha. It's from that which Hashem tells Yaakov Avinu, ani kel shakai perei urevei. He says it in lashon yachid perei urevei. V'loy kamar puravu. He doesn't say it lashon rabin puravu. Now Tosfos points out that even though Hashem tells Adam Arishayin and Techava puravu, but that was just the bracha. But the mitzvah over here, where Hashem tells Yaakov he has a mitzvah to be perei urevei, he says it lashon yachid. We see from there that puravu is only said to a man and not to a woman. Now the first makar, the man Amar who said the first makar was Rabbi Lo Mishum Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. So once we mention Rabbi Lo Mishum Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara says a few more memories in the name of Rabbi Lo Mishum Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. So says the Gemara of Am Rabbi Lo Mishum Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon, Keshem Shem Mitzvah Adam Leimar Davar Hanishma. Just like a person has a mitzvah to tell someone something when he knows that the person will take his mussar, will listen to him. Kach Mitzvah Adam Shaloi Leimar Davar Sheinay Nishma. A person has a mitzvah not to say something when the person anyways is not going to receive his mussar. They're not going to take it. So if they're not going to take it anyways, then better not to say anything. Says the Gemara, the Rabbi Abba Omer, chayva, that not only is it the mitzvah, but it's a chiv, it's a chayva, it's a much stronger lashon that a person's not allowed to say something to someone when anyways they're not going to listen. Shanemar, as the pasuk says, al toichach leitz pen yisnaeka, that a person should not rebuke the leitz, the person who's a scoffer, who's not going to listen to you anyways, because that's just going to make him hate you. Haychach lechacham v'yavecha. You should give mussar to a chacham who's going to listen to you, and then he'll actually love you for the fact that you're giving him the mussar. But a late, al toichach late, a person is not supposed to give mussar to the late. It's only, the only thing that's going to do is going to make him that he hates you. Va'amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, the mutter leila adam l'shanais b'dvar hashalim. That a person has a heter, it's mutter for a person to lie when he's lying for the sake of maintaining shalim. Shanemar, as the pasuk says, that the brothers tell Yosef after Yaakov Avinu had died. So the brothers told Yosef, avicha tziva v'gaymer, kaysaim rili Yosef, anasana v'gaymer, that they tell Yosef that our father, your father Yaakov Avinu, before he died, you should know he told us that we should tell you that you should really forgive us for selling you, and you shouldn't hold a grudge against us. Now Yaakov Avinu never said such a thing. We all never find that Yaakov Avinu said such a thing. And yet still the brothers lied, and they told Yosef that, oh, Yaakov told us this. Why? Because they wanted to maintain shalom. So you see that there's a heter to lie in order to maintain shalom. Rav Nosson Aymer mitzvah. Rav Nosson said not only is it a heter, but there's actually a mitzvah to lie when it's for the sake of shalom. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, that v'yomer Shmuel eich elich v'shama shol v'ergani, that Hashem tells Shmuel anavi to go and to anoint David HaMelech as the next king instead of Shaul. And Shmuel says to Hashem that I'm scared, I'm going to go. Shaul's going to find out about this. Shaul's going to hear about this that I'm going to anoint David. And he's going to get upset at me and he's going to kill me. So Hashem says, no, don't worry about it. If Shaul asks you where you're going, just tell him you're going to bring a carbon. Go take a carbon, go tell him that you're going to bring a carbon. So you see, Hashem tells Shmuel to lie. So you see, it's even a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to lie for the sake of Shalom. Now the Shaila over here is that it seems like it was Pikuach Nefesh. It has nothing to do with Shalom. Here there was a heter to lie for Pikuach Nefesh. In Bezos Hashem and the Reis of Halacha, we'll discuss in general the broader discussion of lying for Shalom, and included in that is also these different Makairis that the Gemara brings, and how to understand them fully. That this is a Makar, that there's a mitzvah to lie for Shalom. L'chaira over here, it was Pikuach Nefesh. Bezos Hashem will discuss that at the end of the week. Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, that Gadol HaShalom Sha'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shina Boy, that we see that Shalom is so great, even to lie for Shalom, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, he lied for the sake of Shalom, so to speak. Dinei Karek Sev Adai Nizakein. Sarah Yimeinu, when she finds out that she's going to have a child, so she laughs and she says, it can't be, Adai Nizakein, my husband Avram Avinu, he's so old. Yet when Hashem was recounting the event to Avram Avinu, when he was telling Avram about this conversation, Ulebesayv Ksev Vanizakanti, that Hashem tells over to Avram that Sarah laughed and she said that I'm so old, how am I going to have a child? Now really, she said that Avram Avinu is so old. But when Hashem said it over, he said that Sarah said about herself that she's so old, implying that only Sarah is so old, but Avram Avinu is fine. So you see that Hashem lied for the sake of maintaining Shalom. What was the Shalom? Apparently, even someone like Avram Avinu, hard to understand, would be insulted that his wife is calling him an old man, and therefore Hashem lied for the sake of Shalom not to tell Avram that Sarah called him old. Says the Gemara Vayter, the Rabbi Yechonam and Breika Omer. We mentioned in the Mishnah Machlekes Tanayim, the Tanakama said that only a man is Mechuyev and Puravu. Rabbi Yechonam and Breika said that no, even a woman is Mechuyeves and Puravu. So says the Gemara that Itmar, Rabbi Yechonam, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. There's a machlekes between Rabbi Yechonam and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chad Amar Halacha Rabbi Yechonam ben Breika, V'chad Amar Ein Halacha Rabbi Yechonam ben Breika. One of them said that the Halacha follows Rabbi Yechonam ben Breika. One of them said that the Halacha follows Rabbi Yechonam ben Breika, that even a woman is Mechuyeves and Puravu. And the other one said that no, the Halacha is not like Rabbi Yechonam ben Breika. So that's the machlekes between Rabbi Yechonam and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Says the Gemara that Testayim de Rabbi Yechonam hu de Amar Ein Halacha. Now, l'chaira, we have a raya that Rabbi Yechonam is the one who says that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yechonam and Breika. How do we know that Rabbi Yechonam holds that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yechonam and Breika, rather that only a man is mechuyev and puruvu? The Yasev Rabbi Avayu v'kamar mishmed Rabbi Yechonam halacha, that because one time Rabbi Avayu was sitting and he was saying over in the name of Rabbi Yechonam that the halacha follows Rabbi Yechonam and Breika, that a woman is mechuyev and puruvu. And Rav Ami and Rav Ami, they turned their faces against him. They didn't want to say outright that he was wrong, but they didn't want to show any sign that they agreed, because in reality, they disagreed. They held that Rabbi Yechonam holds that the halacha does follow Rabbi Yechonam and Breika. V'ikad Ami, some have the same story, but with different names, that it was Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar. It was Rav Chiya bar Abba, he's the one who said in the name of Rabbi Yechonam that the halacha is like Rabbi Yechonam and Breika. V'adrinu Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Lapayu, and again Rav Ami and Rav Asi, they turned their faces and showing that they disagree. Now, which is the which is the correct version? Amar Papam, that Bishlam Lamanda Amar Rabbi Avayu Amra. It makes more sense if you say that it was Rabbi Avayu who's the one who said that this is the halacha in the name of Rabbi Yechonam, and Rav Ami and Rav Asi didn't want to disagree lahedia, so instead they just turned their faces. Amra, so that Mishum Kavay Be Kesar, like Amru Levule Midi. We understand why Rav Ami and Rav Asi didn't want to tell Rabbi Avayu lahedia that he's wrong, they just wanted to turn their face, because Rabbi Avayu had an in with the Malchus. So Als Kavay Be Kesar, Als Kavay to the Malchus, they didn't want to say anything directly to him that he was wrong. Elamanda Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amra, but according to the Manda Amr who says that it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba purpose quoting Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan and Breika. So lame rule. Why didn't they just tell him lehedya that lo yamar Rabbi Yochanan achida? No, you're wrong. It's not the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. So that version of the story has a little bit of a difficulty. Why Rav Ami and Rav Asi would just turn their faces instead of telling him lehedya that he got the psak wrong? Al kapanim, you see from here that there's a machlekes amarayim bedas Rabbi Yochanan. What Rabbi Yochanan held? Did Rabbi Yochanan hold that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Breika, or did Rabbi Yochanan hold that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan Breika? That's a machlekes amarayim. So says the Gemara, "May have Allah." So what's the maskana? Well, how did Rabbi Yochanan actually hold? Says the Gemara, "Tashma, bring your raya." The Amar of Acha Bar Chanina, Amar of Avayu, Amar of Asi. That of the Hava, there was once a story. Hava Kamid Rabbi Yochanan beKnesset de Kesari. There was a story that happened in the Beis Knesses in the Shul of Kesari, where a woman came that she didn't have any children, and so she wanted to get divorced. At the same time, she also wanted her ksuba. Her taina was that she didn't have any children. VaAmar and Rabbi Yochanan paskind that Yoytziv Yiting Ksuba, that she wins, so to speak, and the husband has to divorce her, and he has to pay her a ksuba. Now, wait a second. And if you're going to tell me that the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan is like the Tanakama, that a woman is not mechuyeves and pruravu, so ksuva mayavidita, so why does she deserve her ksuba? If she wants to get divorced, then she should have to forfeit on her ksuba. Why does she get her ksuba? Elamayu, must be that Rabbi Yochanan held that the woman is mitzuva and pruravu, and therefore she has a good taina, that they want to get divorced because they want to have children. Says the Gemara, that's not a raya. Dilma beboa machmas taina. Maybe her taina wasn't that she has a chiva puravu. Her taina was that she had a different taina. She's boa machmas taina. What does boa machmas taina mean? Ki ahid asoy lekamed Rav Ami, like the story of the woman who came to Rav Ami. Amrolein, she said to him, havli ksuba, I want to get divorced, and make sure he gives me my ksuba. So Amar La, because she didn't have any children. So Amar La, so Rav Ami sent her, Zio, loy mi pakta. Go away, you're not mitzuv and puravu anyways, so that's not a good taina that you don't have any children, and therefore you want to get divorced and take a ksuba, because you're not mechuyav, and you're not mechuyavis and puravu. So Amar La, so the woman said back to Rav Ami, mi sevu di la, mai tehavya la dahachitza. What's going to be with that woman? What's going to be with me when I get old? Who's going to take care of me? Who's going to take care of me? So therefore I want to have children. Not out of my mitzvah, but I want to have children so that there should be someone that's going to take care of me when I get old. So Ammar, so Rav Ami said, Ki ha vade kafina. That's already a good taina, and for such a woman, will force her husband to divorce her and to give her a ksuba. So you see, even if a woman is not mitzvah and puravu, there could still be a different taina that she could have. She wants someone to take care of her, and that's already a good taina that she'll deserve, so to speak, her get and her ksuba. And says the Gemara, a similar story. Ahid asoy lekamid Rav Nachman. There was once a woman who came to Rav Nachman. The same type of story. She didn't have children. She wanted a get. She wanted a ksuba. And Amar Lo, Rav Nachman said to her that loy mi pakta, you're not mitzuva and puravu anyway, so therefore you don't deserve it. So Amar Lo, so she said to him, loy bai hachitza chutra lida. Doesn't that lady also need a cane for her hand, a walking stick, umara lekfura, and a shovel for her grave? Someone who's going to take care of her and bury her. Someone who's going to take care of her in her old age. So that's why I want children, even if I'm not mitzvah, but I want children to have someone who's going to take care of me when I get older, when I die. So Amar, so Rav Nachman said, Ki ha vade kafinan. That's already a good taina, and for such a woman, we will force her husband, if they weren't successful in having children, so then we'll force him to divorce her, and she'll receive her ksuba. So al kapanim, though, you see though that Rabbi Yochanan, so therefore there's no raya. So we wanted to bring a raya at first that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a woman must be mitzuv and puravu, and that's why she deserves her ksuba. To which the Gemara is deich, and no, it's not a raya. Could be Rabbi Yochanan held that a woman is not mitzuv and puravu, and the reason why the woman still deserved her ksuba was because she was ba machmas taina. Says the Gemara Vayter now that Yehuda v'Chizkiya tu'umim hayu. Yehuda and Chizkiya were children of Reb Chiya, and they were twins. Yehuda and Chizkiya were twins. Echa nigmara tzurasa l'seif tisha, ve'echa nigmara tzurasa l'tchila shiva. And the Gemara tells us a fun fact about their birth is that even though they were twins, Yehuda and Chizkiya were twins, but they were actually born a few months apart. One of them was born at the end of the 9-month pregnancy, and the other was born in the beginning of the 7th month, so they were born actually a few months apart. And says the Gemara that Yehudis, the Bisud Reb Chiya Hava, the Bisud Reb Chiya, Yehudis was the wife of Reb Chiya, the one who mothered these twins, and apparently she would have twins all the time. And so Havulat Sar Leda, one time she was having twins, and she had very painful pregnancy, a very painful birth. So Shanai Mana, what she wanted to do is she didn't want to have children anymore. This was a very painful birth. She had tremendous trauma from that birth. So Shanai Mana, what she did was, is she changed her clothing. She disguised herself as a different woman. And she came in front of Reb Chiya, her husband, but she was coming to him, but she was just a random woman asking a shaila to the Gadol Hadar. So she went to Reb Chiya and she asked him a shaila. She said, Amra, she said like this, it's a mipakta, a period of Rivya, is a woman mitzvah and puravu? So Amar La, Reb Chiya paskin to her that loy, that no, a woman is not mitzvah and puravu. So once she heard that, so azla ishtia samad akrasa. So she went and she drank some sort of drink that made her into an akara that she couldn't have any children anymore. L'saif igloi milsa. At the end, it became clear what had happened, that she had drank in this thing, and that it was she dressed up, and Reb Chiya chapped finally the whole story. So Amar La, he said to her, after realizing what had happened, that Iku Yoldas Lichada Karsa Achrisa, that I wish she didn't drink that water, that drink, and then you would have been able to give birth for me to have another pregnancy, to give birth to another pair of twins. The Amar Marlik Mar told us, that Yehuda Vichiskia Achi, that Yehuda and Chiskia were twins, they were brothers, and Pazi Vitavi Achvasa, and they were sisters, also twins that were children of Reb Chiya. They were the girl twins, though. Now ask the Gemara, wait a second. Is this really true that a woman is not mitzvah and puravu? There was a story once with a certain woman. She was a half shifcha and half baschairin, which means is that she had two people who had originally bought her as a shifcha. She was a gaya. And two families bought her, and one of the masters freed her, and the other master kept her. So now she's a chetzi shivcha, and she's also a chetzi bas chayrin, who's a regular bas Yisrael. The problem in such a matzav, when a person is a chetzi eved, chetzi bas chayrin, we had this in Chagiga, on the end of Beis Amad Aleph, Beis Amad Beis, a chetzi eved, chetzi ben chayrin is stuck, he can't get married, because he can't marry an eved, a chetzi eved, let's say, he can't marry a shivcha, because he's a chetzi bas chayrin, and a Jewish person can't marry a shivcha. And he can't marry a bas chayrin, he can't marry a regular Bas Yisrael because he's a Chatzi Eved, and a Bas Yisrael can't marry an Eved, so therefore he's stuck. So what the halacha was, we had in Chagiga, is at the end, Beis Hillel even was masking to Beis Shammai, that we force the master, who's the half-master, we force him to free the Eved, this way he'll be a total Ben Chayrin. The reason why we want that is because we want him to be Mekayim Puravu. We can't just have him not be married to anyone, because then he's not going to be Mekayim Puravu. So therefore what we do is we force the master to free him, and in this way, he could be Mekayim Puravu. What's the halacha when you have this by a woman? A chatzi shivcha, chatzi bas chayrin. If we care about puravuts, then the halacha will be the same thing. We'll force the master to free her so that she can be Mekayim Puravu. L'chayra, if we don't care about puravu because a woman is not mitzvah puravu, so we would allow her to remain a chatzi eved, a chatzi shivcha, a chatzi bas chayrin. What do we care? Anyway, she's not mitzvah puravu. Says the Gemara that there was a ma'isa bi'isha achash, a chatzi shivcha, a chatzi bas chayrin. She was such a woman, she was a chatzi shivcha, a chatzi bas chayrin. U'kafu es rabba va'asa bas chayrin. And what they did was they forced the master to free her and to make her into a total bas chayrin, so that she could marry a regular Yisrael, so she could marry a regular Jew, and she could be mekayim puravu. So you see that even a woman is mitzvah puravu. How could Reb Chiya paskin that a woman is not mitzvah puravu? So says the Gemara to answer that had nothing to do with puravu. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak minag hefker nahuguba. The reason why they freed her is not because she had a mitzvah puravu; it's because being that she was stuck, she couldn't marry anyone. So because of that, people were treating her like she was hefker. She was mafka herself, was nus. And so in order to protect her, not to be mafka, in order to protect people, that she shouldn't be mafka herself, was nus. So that's why they wanted her to be freed, so that she could have an escape, that she could actually get married, and then she would have no need to be mafka herself. That's why they freed her. Not outs the mitzvah puravu, but outs the minakefkeros. Hajan Allah, haba yevimtai.